Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores are available to you to follow your favorite teams. So get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino Pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 Homicide.
Bang,
the
bang,
the
bang, bang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
We be thumping.
Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
Just act like you know and homie, stop.
I come through stomping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the S's and the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping. Rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we bust. Shackled up like a nut going 5150. G'd up in the feet up. When the stuff is some dickies.
I rap a lot like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clucker in the shop straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juan. Calmate un momento, paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Cali to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIAK, putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali, get in my way, yo, get sprayed.
We be thumping.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
We be thumping.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang. Just act like you know.
Just go shake, shake, shake. Shake your booty. Shake your booty. Disco. Did you like that song? Bro, Kenny, hey, Joe, when you get a chance, ask Kenny what's up with that boy Scaramucci.
Yep.
I did Kenny's show a couple days ago.
Yeah, how'd it go? Yeah.
Durbin said your sound wasn't very good.
Tell him to go fuck himself. Did he really say that?
Yeah, he's on you like a hawk.
You know, I will give him credit, though. Vince's YouTube channel
right,
has greatly improved. I said, what happened? Because, like, his videos, which have like 600 views, and the guy's got like tons of subscribers, right?
Right.
And all of a sudden, I went on his channel, he has like 20,000 views, and some of the 10 is kind of like ours. And he's like, what happened? He's like, I turned it over to Durbin, let him take care of it. So he's been doing a good job with it, whatever he's doing.
Yeah, he came from the school of Hughes. He's done kind of the same thing.
Right.
All right. So I was just reading this thing that caught my interest a little bit about, you know, like the companies that are going to be leading us into the future. Because I was reading, like, for example, in 1995, Disco and Joe, the biggest companies were like General Electric, Royal Dutch Shell, which is like oil and gas, Coca-Cola, Nippon Telegraph and Telephone, which is Japanese mobile phones, and Exxon and Mobil. That was like 1996, right? Mm-hmm. Then 10 years ago, the top five were Apple, Exxon Mobil, Berkshire Hathaway, which for those of you that don't know, that's Warren Buffett's company. Mm-hmm. Where, like, you know, he's got everything from Geico to motherfucking Kraft, Heinz, American Express, shit like that. So let me give you the top 10 companies worldwide right now. Microsoft, Apple, Aramco, which is Saudi Arabia Petroleum and Natural Gas, NVIDIA, which I'll get to in a minute, then Alphabet, which is basically Google, Amazon, Beta, which is Zuckerberg's Facebook, IG, WhatsApp, all that. Tesla, PetroChina, which is from China, they supply petroleum and natural gas for all of Asia. So the Chinese economic, this is one thing I wanted to bring over. So the Chinese economic takeover is far from a fact, because in the top 10, you got one Chinese company, eight companies are from America. And two things that stick out the most is that mostly technological companies are the ones making the most money now. And one of them is this company I was telling you about, NVIDIA.
Yeah, their stock went through the...
Yeah.
That was like the hot stock for a while. It was going like people made a fortune like 1 month off that thing.
Right. You know? Right.
But that's for the AI to serve.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. So they're a chip maker, right? And there's only two companies that have surpassed $2 trillion valuation, okay? And they like do geeky shit like fucking shit for the gaming industry and fucking, but their big thing is AI.
Right.
Yeah. You know? And let me just say one thing, just to show you the massive size of this thing. Coca-Cola is worth, listen to this, $264 billion, and this thing's worth $2 trillion.
Yeah.
It's currently the third largest U.S. company behind Microsoft, which has a valuation of $3 million, and Apple, which has a valuation of $2.8 trillion. My bad.
So in the last 52 weeks, this NVIDIA stock, its low was $272.40 a share. And its high was $974 a share, currently at $864.92. So if you would have invested on that low day, you would have made four times your money by now.
Yeah, my mom made a fortune on this stock. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. She pays attention to a lot of that shit?
Hey, here's the thing. Like, China might, we just got to, like, there's a race now, and who's getting more advanced in the AI? And if the Chinese are ahead of us, like in AI, bro, I'm just saying this, AI is very scary. Because like it's definitely taking jobs from people, and you're
the penchant for all the penchant to counterfeit shit from deep fakes,
right?
Voice to the face to like I saw one. There was this thing where they had Tony Khan like running down the street, and some buildings were blowing up behind him, and some guy had made it up in AI, you know, and so. When you have, and not that the United States is a saint, because God knows we've done a lot of bad shit and we still do, but you know, China has a propensity to really do evil shit and other rogue characters, and who knows what the future holds. I don't know what limits there are on them or what safeguards there are, but it doesn't seem like there's any.
Well, and plus two is that we used to have the human capabilities of hacking, right?
Right.
Well, now it's like we're programming AI to like teach itself to learn how to hack. And bro, it's just like I'm just very concerned, and anybody should be, about the future of mankind. Okay, if you have at a period of time when you know the like artificial intelligence is outgaining the human mind and becoming smarter than the human mind,
as we get dumber.
Well, what we want to do is over the course of this, we're trying to connect everybody digitally. Which is going to like compromise everything. We're like, oh, you know, when we start doing that, when you start going electric and you know this stuff and connecting and stuff, bro, a hacker can turn everything off at the snap of a finger. Think about this: how easy this would be, okay? If we hacked our telecommunications, okay? If you hacked telecommunications, and your TVs, internet, and cell phones went down, okay, you can't communicate. You literally have to it's in-person communication, right? Bro, how would people organize and communicate with each other? Like, if we lost all communications, okay, what's the first thing you would probably do? Like, if you said, oh, my God,
go outside, see what the neighbors are saying.
No, I'd immediately go to the grocery store, okay? And then that would be the first place I would go, thinking, like, okay, what if we're screwed here for a considerable amount of time? And I would try and load it, but you might not even be able to buy it. You would have massive looting right off the bat.
Especially pharmacies. Right off the bat.
So you would have social chaos, and they bro, and like you've heard like actually some of our government officials talking about like be prepared for a major hack from China coming up. Like how comfortable can that make you feel?
Let me tell you something that happened that was really weird. So maybe 10 years ago when Jacob was here, which is Stacy's brother from Australia, our power grid went off here in San Diego. It had never happened before. And bro, everything went off. There was no electricity. There was no power nowhere. But on the radio and on TV, they had an emergency broadcasting system. And I guess they must use another frequency or something because we were still getting news through there. That was the only source of sound, news, anything you could get from these emergency broadcasting systems.
Conan, guess what?
Yo, what up?
We got some great news.
All right.
The Legacy Test Stack and the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack are back in stock for LegacySubs.com. And I'm sure our boy Nick Aldis, who ruptured a biceps tendon, is going to be stacking up on the Legacy Test Stack and the Ultimate Test Stack to rehabilitate his injury. Do you think he might be doing that?
For sure.
Well, this product has been proven to be so popular, the Legacy has been out of stock for almost a month. So if you've been on the fence about trying their best-selling stack for safety and naturally optimize your testosterone levels, don't hesitate. The modern world is full of harmful chemicals that lower your testosterone, and the best way to fight back is to make sure you're naturally stimulating your body's own natural testosterone production at all times. Healthy testosterone levels account for more strength and more energy, that's obvious. Also, a healthier sex drive and better sleep. A lot of people probably didn't know that. So invest in your health and performance now and order the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack at LegacySubs.com. And remember to use the code K100. It's the number one discount code used for LegacySubs.com to get a 10% discount and support the show. That's LegacySubs.com. Level up with Legacy. All of our friends, if they get it, don't forget, reorder if you're running out. And for all our newbies that are listening to this, we've got great testimonials from our followers that have been using this. They've been losing weight, feeling better, getting more muscular. It's great products there by our boy Nick Aldis and LegacySubs.com.
Right. And there's a reason why this is their best-selling thing. We've been doing business with them for 3 years. You know, the Test X9 is like an optimizer. So like he said, it helps with libido. It helps with your energy levels. It helps with your workouts. I mean, you know, testosterone. That's why guys over 40 years old are just running to get the TRT therapy. You know what I'm saying? Because it works. So we use these products ourselves. You can't go wrong with them. So get healthy, stay healthy with Legacy Subs. Boom.
That concerns me, and I'll tell you what also concerns me, D.I., which it's related. The fact that in the last year, we've heard all these stories about the mega rich and Zuckerberg and all, and they're all building super secret secure bunkers in preparation for something, right? I mean, that's, to me, that's telling.
I want to play you something.
Where do you read this, that he's building a bunker?
Everywhere, but just now I was looking at an article here, a Hollywood Reporter.
Yeah.
Joe, I'm going to send you this.
Mm-hmm. Well, it said right there, one of the reasons they're, look, same thing that happened to me. One of the reasons they're building it, bring it up.
Up or down?
Down. Stop.
Yeah.
Joe, I just sent you something. I want you to play, go to the 2 minute and 10 second mark and start.
Wait 1 second. Here it is. So one of the reasons they're buying the bunkers is the real threat is the power grid, what happened here. So if the power grid goes out, they got somewhere to go. That's why they're building the bunkers. It also said a lot of these guys are buying up King Air or older planes that don't have the electronic avionics and keeping one or two older cars built before 1986 in their collection. So they'll still function in an EMP, electromagnetic pulse.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. That'd be the worst thing. I saw you.
Yeah.
Joe, play the video. I sent you a video to your Twitter.
2:10, you said?
Yeah, go to about 2 minute 10 second mark. Now, just imagine, like, this is what would happen. It's say, like communications of the like. Check how scary this is.
Right,
it's government. This is not a test. The United States has been subjected to a nuclear attack. The North American Aerospace Defense Command has detected the launch of 12 nuclear missiles aimed towards the mainland United States. 4 of the 12 missiles launched have been intercepted. The 8 remaining nuclear missiles will strike the following locations in the next 15 to 20 minutes: Los Angeles, San Diego, Chicago, Houston, Phoenix, New York City, Philadelphia, and Seattle. Within a 300-mile radius of these areas, everyone should seek out a fallout shelter as soon as possible. Nuclear fallout is a byproduct of nuclear attacks, and prolonged exposure to it will almost certainly kill you. If a nearby area has been designated as a fallout shelter, get there right away. Otherwise, seek refuge on the lowest floor of a sturdy building's interior. Make sure you have enough food, drink, and a battery-operated radio. Wait until the all-clear has been given before leaving the fallout shelter. Do not use your telephone. The lines should be kept open in case of an emergency. Tune into a station that is serving your area for more information. The president will address the nation on all radio and television stations shortly. Stand by for this message. This is a national emergency.
How scary would that be?
That would be absolutely terrifying.
And of course it wouldn't.
You've got nowhere to go, bro. You got 15 minutes. There's nowhere you can go.
Yeah, there ain't nothing you can do. You just say goodbye.
Or go to a lower building shelter.
So this is like, so think about this. So the basics, and bro, we're at a heightened risk of nuclear attack.
Let me ask you a question,
we're
Joe.
We're engaging our nuclear power in Russia, like it's been painted, you know.
Let me ask Joe real quick.
Go ahead. Okay.
Do you have a nuclear shelter downstairs in your house / sex slave thing with like the fucking, or no?
No, I wouldn't call it a nuclear shelter or a sex. I mean, I have the sex swing, but it's right. Not like a whole sex room. You know?
Okay. Just a swing. All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Disco.
So just
velvet underwear.
You should have at your ready some water,
yep,
some food for a few days and a battery operated radio. And you should find out where the nearest nuclear fallout shelter is in where you live, if you think about it.
Right.
But, bro, the thing about a nuclear attack is, bro, those missiles travel so fast, like everything is like happening in like 30 minutes, you know? So
what can I tell you what I would do if I read that? Because then yeah. I got like 15 to 20 minutes.
All
right. I'd go around this neighborhood. There's about three hot chicks, right? I knock on their door and I go, listen, I'm sorry, but we got like 15 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yep.
Then if something happens, like the nuclear things don't arrive or don't fall or get intercepted, I'll be very nice. And the next day I'll just go and apologize.
You know what's funny is that they've had some, I was watching, there was an
you
old.
You think that's nice of me, Joe?
Yeah. You're offering a service, man.
There was
people go out happy.
Yes,
there was an old school movie about an end of the world scenario where like nuclear attacks are going to happen. And that's one of the things they said, human behavior is that people that was showing like what happened, people like were having sex in the middle of the street.
Right.
Like that's one of the thing, the impulses, wow, like your sexual, yeah, desires, like as a last survival instinct, that, right, that's something that you do. You know,
what about people on a plane going down? That happens too.
Same thing. If I'm on a plane and I hear something's, you know, we might go down, somebody's getting service.
All right.
Right.
All right.
So, yeah, I just thought it was really crazy just how much the strength of companies and the value of companies have changed. As you saw, 1996, mostly like gas companies, Coca-Cola, you know, phones. And now, as you see, it's mostly technological. You know, chip makers, you know, here's another thing they're going to have next year, bro. Next year, there's a company here in San Diego in Carlsbad called Viasat, very popular because they do a lot of satellite stuff for the military. They're going to have straight phone to satellite reception, which means you will never, ever have a blind or a bad spot anywhere you're at.
Crazy.
How crazy, right?
Yep.
All right. So anybody got any questions or any, did you want to say anything about that, the Gavin Newsom thing about the homeless?
No, we already talked about that. There's nothing more to crap. Like they're auditing everything, trying to find out where the $24 billion went. So we'll see what happens.
Well, it happens everywhere. In the military, they're always missing money when they have big projects because everybody's stealing, dude.
How much was missing right after 9/11? Remember that? Was it like billions? Right,
everybody's stealing, Joe.
Well, they're diverting it to dark projects.
Yeah, and there's
like any type of clandestine project that you don't want the public to know about, that you need money to stuff anything.
Right.
It's like somebody was saying, is like why do you think that the government gets charged like $4,000 for a toilet?
Right.
Or like $140 for a pen. You know, yep. So like that money just adds up to go in, and like, you know, it's not really how much the shit costs, but you have all this money to pay for all the other shit. You know, so it's crazy. So
well, if you how through the years, kind of mumbling this one out, but did you ever feel, Conan, that you were, like, good, you're secure with what you have in the bank? Did you ever feel that way, or you always needed to earn more?
Yeah, I always need to earn more.
What would it take for you to just go, you know what, I'm not working anymore. I got this amount, I'm chilling.
I don't know exact, but I live a very, very, very good life and a very comfortable life. So, you know, I don't need millions and millions and millions. I've never understood why, when you get so much, a certain amount of money, why you need so much more.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's just kind of like not a sickness, but kind of like, I don't know.
Crazy human greed. So if both you guys had a big old nest egg, you'd still work, you think, or would you kick back?
Yeah, I'd get too bored. No.
Disco would still work.
I would definitely work because I'm a workaholic and I just want to stay active and I want my brain to be always working and thinking and, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't become stagnant. I get dementia or some shit. Right. Yeah. Just always want to be active. You know, like this is a great thing about podcasting. We could do this as long as we want.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, we already have an audience and the audience is going to grow as long as the quality of our show doesn't go down. Yo, support K100 and check Bet Online. Boom.